You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Balding pines are an ongoing issue for ecosystems across Aotearoa. The ubiquitous conifers crowd out native plant life, taking up water and nutrients that would otherwise be used to support native ecosystems. The pines also present a fire risk and shrink the available grazing land of farms. They spread easily and rapidly, requiring intensive eradication efforts to both remove the pines from a region and ensure that they do not return. Now, earlier this week, the government announced a boost to wilding pine control funding of an additional $79 million over the next 3 years, bringing the total spend to $109 million. So, to discuss the war on Christmas trees and the destruction these pines wreak on our ecosystems, I spoke to Dr. Justin Nairn, a plant protection scientist at Scion and the New Zealand Institute for Bioeconomy Science. Kia ora, Justin. So the government has announced that funding for wilding pine control efforts is going to more than double under a budget 2026 boost. So starting off, I guess, what is the issue with wilding pines?
It's quite a major issue for New Zealand. And basically, you have these pines that are deciding or conifers. There's a couple of species that were planted a number of years ago, and the industries phased them out, but they're still present in the environment, either as original wilding trees, or potentially they'll be planted into shelter belts, or regrowing from the original forests that were planted. At one stage, the government was using pines to stabilise ground and deliberately seeding pines because they recognised that they established well and grew well in our environment, and then later subsequently realised how much of a problem they were becoming. And so I was aware as a researcher that this was a problem, and we were working on solutions and herbicides to effectively treat them. But in a recent conference that I went down to the South Island, I was absolutely blown away by the scale of the problem. And you'll drive past what looks to be a planted forest, and it is all wilding pine just expanding across the landscape. And some of the wilding species, or some of the species, are much more prone. They're very good feeders and very good, the seed can spread a long way. The primary forestry pine tree that we have at the moment is radiata pine, and that isn't a very good spreader. So any wilding tends to be establishing in the location that they're planted in the forest anyway, and they're not really creeping beyond the borders. But some of the particularly Douglas fir and Pinus contorta are very strong spreaders, and so a one wilding up on a slope can spread their seed a long way across the landscape and establish. And so what the government and the Wilding Pine Network have been doing is controlling and trying to eradicate these conifers from the landscape, and particularly with focusing on the more risk prone areas where the wind flow will promote and understanding where those seed sources are and taking out those seed sources, and that will help reduce the spread and allow them to get on top of it more easily. And so there was significant investment through the years in controlling and removing these seed sources and taking out these wildings, but what you do is once you remove the wildings, you're going to get the seed that's already in the environment popping up again, and you have about 3 to 4 years before some of the species begin to cone and begin to seed again. And so if you remove them, if you don't come back and do follow-up treatments to remove the next generation and the next generation, you're going to just allow the problem to continue. Eventually, with continued maintenance, you can see that you will eliminate the issue. So there has been a period of what's called deferred maintenance, And that's where the maintenance that, or the follow-up work that needs to be done has been deferred. And it doesn't need to be done that first year, and it doesn't need to be done the next year, but then the third and subsequent years, any time that you don't go back in and do follow-up treatment, you're going to allow the initial investment of time and money and effort to potentially be, go to waste. And so that's where this extra money is really valued, and allowing the network to be able to deliver the deferred maintenance that's been deferred for years. I personally don't know how much of an impact the current investment will make, but I would hope it will be substantial.
Right, so what are the approaches that we're generally taking to curb wilding pine populations? I mean, if we go to get a Christmas tree, you typically chop it down with an axe or a saw. I mean, are we taking that approach for wilding pines, or are there herbicides that we are using from, like, helicopters, for example? What's the approach that we take?
So there's multiple methods that are employed, and there's community groups that will go up and actively chop down wildings and are very successful in certain areas, and other methods as well as chopping and felling, drilling and filling. So you drill a hole in the tree and you put in herbicide into a tree and that will kill it. And then there's helicopter spray operations, and it depends on the scale of the problem. If you're dealing with a large forest or, you know, like contiguous sort of area of wildings, then a broadcast, so a spray treatment right across the top of them is effective. It's quite a toxic herbicide brew, in that it's going to kill a wilding, it's going to kill other species that will, you know, plant species that will likely come in contact with. Some species might be a bit more resistant, but it's obviously you want to target it as best you can.
Is that one used maybe a bit more as like a last resort, or?
Yes, it is. It is. But it is also something that can operate it, that can do it at scales you're really dealing with. So I guess you consider it a necessary evil. If you don't use those methods, then the time it will take for a crew to manually go through is just, you know, years, and you're not going to keep on top of things. So you do need to use these techniques. For a more dispersed wilding, you wouldn't employ a broadcast method. You want to do sort of spot spraying, and so helicopters will either go around and spray, just the little patch of wilding or one tree, sometimes they'll use a it's called ABBA, aerial basal bark application, and they'll spray a jet of herbicide onto the trunk and have it run down, and that effectively chemically ring barks the tree and kills it. And then new technologies such as uncrewed aerial spray systems, the drone spraying, something's called. Those are coming in, and they're becoming a lot more capable. And so they will potentially displace manned helicopter missions and really make that sort of spot spraying and that sort of control a lot more effective and efficient and cost effective. These are all methods that are being employed, and then some of the other methods, which back in the day, and they're sort of considering for large forests, is actually burning. Burning can obviously, you know, if it gets up to a high enough temperature, will also kill some of the regeneration of the trees. But of course, you know, it comes with all the other challenges of dealing with fire and managing smoke and everything. And then finally, the idea that if you are grazing land, if it's coming into farmland, for instance, obviously grazing's going to be a method of preventing the regeneration coming through, because the sheep or the livestock will crush or or eat the young seedlings. Once it's established, they won't eat it. But the issue with grazing is if you're trying to put it into an indigenous or native landscape, then the grazing is just going to be just as damaging as the trees. So that's potentially not a method for controlling regrowth in those regions.
Right, well, with any luck, that funding boost will hopefully deliver some reductions in the number of wilding pines we see. But thank you very much, Dr. Justin Nairn, for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks very much.
That was Dr. Justin Nairn, a plant protection scientist at Scion and the New Zealand Institute for Bioeconomy Science, about the government's recent funding boost for wilding pine control.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.